USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Now classified as a pandemic by the World Health Organization, the coronavirus outbreak has led the NBA to suspend the rest of its season until further notice. Multiple reports say Utah Jazz center Rudy Gobert has tested positive for the virus. President Trump imposing new travel restrictions because of the outbreak.
To keep new cases from entering our shores, we will be suspending all travel from Europe to the United States for the next 30 days.
The only exception, the United Kingdom, the president addressing the nation last night, also calling on Congress to provide tax relief, defer tax payments, and help fund small business loans for firms affected by the pandemic. Actor Tom Hanks and his wife Rita Wilson say they're infected with coronavirus and are self-isolating for now. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
After the mayor there vowed it would go on, New York City's St. Patrick's Day parade scheduled for this upcoming Tuesday has been postponed because of coronavirus. Governor Andrew Cuomo says he recommended the move to parade organizers, and they agreed. Chicago's Mayor Lori Lightfoot announcing that the downtown St. Patrick's Day parade there, as well as parades on the south side and the northwest side, and the dyeing of the Chicago River green, all will be moved to future dates as precautionary measures.
Like cities across the nation, we concluded that having a parade at this time posed a necessary risk to the public's health.
Hundreds of people accused of being part of a Mexican drug cartel in custody. The U.S. Justice Department and the DEA say the six-month-long investigation called Project Python led to more than 600 arrests and 350 indictments. Authorities describe the cartel as among the most prolific methamphetamine producers in the world. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
There have been U.S. casualties after a deadly airstrike in Iraq.
A barrage of rockets fired at a military base in Iraq has caused American casualties. A U.S. defense official says two service members were killed along with a British national. 30 rockets were fired at Camp Taji from a mobile truck launcher. 18 of them hit inside the camp. The rockets were similar to those used in previous attacks by Shiite militias. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The man serving a life sentence for his role in the D.C. sniper murders nearly two decades ago is now married. The Washington Post reporting Lee Boyd Malvo married an unidentified woman last week at a prison in Virginia. That's the state where the then 17-year-old Malvo and John Allen Muhammad were convicted in 2002 of killing two people. Muhammad was executed 11 years ago for the killings in Virginia and in Maryland. Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin is back in the spotlight, not for politics, but for singing. Palin was revealed as a contestant on The Masked Singer after she sang Baby Got Back while wearing a bear costume in last night's edition. The celebrity judges on the popular game show thought maybe it was Christina Applegate or Tina Fey rapping the Sir Mix-a-Lot hit, but Palin called it the weirdest thing she'd ever done. Said it was all about fun, though, and unity. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.